they're laughing as if they can't see this young guitar player. Well, he's younger than I am. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Charlie Dennis. Also on the guitar tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're so happy to have him back. He's been away from us quite a while. He's been ill. He's doing better now. It's about the 5th or 6th show that he's done since he's been back with us. We're so happy to have him. Would you please give a big hand to the fabulous Warren, Leon Warren Guitar. Thanks so much. We're so happy to have all you lovely people with us. And I noticed a beautiful couple over to my right sitting down over there. I should have brushed my teeth tonight so I could look at it. My dentist is here. Where are the lights at? Lights? Give me some lights up here. All down front here. Where are the lights at? Lights, where are you? I'm dropping the lights. I want people to see you so you can see how my teeth used to look. My dentist, Mr. and Mrs. Thompson, gentlemen. Give oxygen for you. Thank you for coming to see us. I'm not trying to give a plug, but I'm going to tell you this. I fly all the way from Las Vegas to the Did I say that right? That's the right place. I fly all the way to Bill Peters to his office from Las Vegas. And you know I must love this dentist. I like any person that don't hurt me. He don't hurt me. I'll be lying up there. I'm going to go to work a minute. I'll be lying up there. When he finished, guess what he said? B, wake up. Thank you, Doc. How's the guy? How's he doing? How's the good man? You all right? Danny, you ready? Now, I can imagine somebody saying, well, we have got some old and he's saying, I'm complaining. No. I said to you, you're just about right. Now, my knees are bad, teeth are bad. But I'm seated because my knees are bad and I'm a diabetic now, as you know, some of you. If you're a diabetic, you don't want nobody pushing in on your fingers. And nobody told me to say this. They don't pay me to do it. But they don't hurt me either. I'm 77 years old now! Thank you. Mississippi. He's from Mississippi too. He's here and he's not big as mine. I'm about to tell you, I'm from, you know, the old school, and like once in a while I like to shake something. All the things are bad though. If you get to be my age, don't shake too much. Things start to fall off when you shake.
But I don't think they know either.
cannot go on. young people, young thinking people, good looking people.
Thank you.
conduit was a man said, can't go. No one from Mississippi come to me. I think I'll try. Went out the conduit trying to get something to eat. Thank you.
sleeping in on the couch.
You'll do it.
Well, no, you'll do it more than once. You're afraid not to. You know the consequences if you don't. So you go ahead and lie on the couch. Decided to confront her with her. You said, baby, she said, yes. Honey, why do you have to have a shower every evening about this time? Well, you don't have to have an alarm, no. Then you start thinking to yourself, what the heck is all an alarm? Who's all an alarm? So you go back to work the next day, you come back, there's no note on the door. The man on the door is locked. Shouldn't have said nothing to them. Ladies have a good way of doing that. Some ladies don't ever open their mouths and call you all the SOBs you can think of. But their eyes are worse than a Mississippi knife. I know. You better not say nothing. But what you do? Next day, you come in, the bedroom is still locked. If you see something different, you see a pallet on the floor. Stay with me, guys. I says, pallet on the floor. You know what a pallet is? A pallet is something between you and the floor. So you know what a staff are, so you do nothing else but lie down on it. Next day, you come in, you notice it's moved a little bit. It's a little closer to the bedroom. You think about having Jesse Jackson in. Oh!
Thank you.
because walking is much.
Because when I leave you this time, baby, I won't be back.